Good evening. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel. United Way of the Quad Cities will try to raise tens of millions of dollars in the next 2 years, in part to fund nonprofit agencies and schools throughout the area. The organization changed its distribution formula this year, making its application process public and promising 3 years of funding to nearly 40 applicants. Today, campaign co-chair Brian Dixon announced that promise will take about $25 million to fulfill.
The plan means big results for our community. It will mean fewer struggling to pay for basic needs, more third graders reading at grade level, and more access to mental health services.
United Way of the Quad Cities has already raised about $8.3 million of its three-year goal. It expects to raise the remaining $17 million by the summer of 2019, which is the next time United Way will consider applications for funding. The state prison in East Moline is on lockdown following the weekend attack against a guard by an inmate. Herb Trix reports.
About 2 a.m. Saturday, a female guard was hit in the head several times with a rock. She was first sent to a hospital for treatment and is now resting at home. Cody Dornis is president of AFSCME Local 46, which represents employees of the prison. He blames too many inmates and not enough correctional officers.
When I first started, we had 900 inmates. And over the past almost 7 years now, we've increased to a population over 1,300. And during that time, we've seen an increase in 20 or so staff, you know, security officers.
And those 187 guards have to watch over the inmates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dornis says the guard who was attacked was alone in a unit of 110 inmates who are considered severely or seriously mentally ill. He also says East Moline prison guards desperately need new radios.
We've had multiple occasions where, you know, a fight's been called or a medical emergency's been called, and our radios, either it doesn't transmit, doesn't come across, and we have to relay the message through the phone system, or some people just don't hear it. And I think part of that was to blame for this night as well.
In addition, despite being a minimum security prison, more inmates with longer sentences for more serious crimes have been sent there. Calls and emails to the Illinois Department of Corrections have not been returned. I'm Herb Trix.
And humans aren't the only ones getting help following Hurricane Harvey in Houston. Canine Kindness brought 9 dogs from Texas to the Quad Cities to find them homes. President and founder Debbie Fraker says about half of them have been adopted, while the rest are in temporary foster homes.
What happens is we don't get the dogs that are directly affected by the hurricane because their owners might still be looking for them. So we're taking dogs that have been in the shelter to make room for these dogs that are coming in.
Canine Kindness says it could also use help paying for the dogs' veterinary bills. Canine Kindness has set up a GoFundMe campaign to accept donations. Fraker says people may also take their donations to the Animal Family Veterinary Care Center at 6011 North Brady Street in Davenport. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.